I didn't know. I talked about it before I did it. I hung up. Is this like online now?
Yeah.
Dude, you're internet legend right now. It's online.
Oh yeah. Oh cool. Wait, this is on. Did you see that old couple who couldn't figure out the webcam? There's
No.
a funny like viral video of this old couple trying to figure out how to work their webcam, and the webcam's run. It's recording the whole time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like cute.
Could you imagine being an old person dealing with the internet now? They must feel ripped off.
I already find little things that I'm already getting annoyed about. Like I'm doing the thing where I don't want to learn it type thing. You know, like how like my dad doesn't want an iPhone. He wants a phone and he doesn't want anything else. And he
Oh,
doesn't
those
want to learn it.
crazy
You know what I mean?
people. Yeah.
Those are crazy people.
Right.
Those crazy
Yeah.
people. Hey, I don't want no textage.
Yeah.
I used to be
I
like
don't want
that.
a camera on
Well,
my I had a
are you
fucking
like
joke
that for
about it.
anything though? I mean, I find
No.
myself things like maybe video games, maybe or something like that or
The swarm of technology overwhelmed my life so quickly. I embraced it so quickly. I used to joke about text messages. I had a bit about it. Why is it? Oh my
Oh.
goodness. It's been a
Hey,
long
what's
time since I left the fucking
that?
phone on, ladies and gentlemen. And I do apologize,
Maybe it's a
but
caller.
it's a late night podcast, folks, and I had been doing Fear Factor all day, and
Oh.
You're
I'm
on
tired. I
experimenting
don't
with
know what's
Joe
going
Rogan.
on.
First time caller?
Let's hope they don't call back,
I like
whoever
this
these
game
fucks
though.
are.
I like to hear who it is though. It's kind of.
This one doesn't tell you. It's a better
Oh.
phone, though.
That's not
I
cool.
gave up on it just constantly telling me who's calling. Sometimes I don't give a fuck. I don't want to hear
Yeah.
that voice. That
Yeah.
electronic voice that fucks up everybody's name. Brendan Dunvoltish. Receiving call from Brendan
Does it
Dunvoltish.
repeat it over and over, or just?
Yeah.
Do you have any old answer machines laying around?
No.
You should, if you have one, find it. Like if you have one in your basement or your garage, plug that shit in and just listen to the messages of your life from what 7 years ago or something like that. I just did that, and it was the most
Whoa.
creepiest shit ever. I was like, wow, I was in a weird place right there. You know, like, hey Brian, I need you to work two double shifts, you know, here and there, and I think I got my girlfriend pregnant. We're gonna go over to the bowling alley later. And I'm just like, what? You
That
know,
was
like
like
crazy
people
night.
you used to talk to when you were in Ohio.
Yeah, like people from Ohio and stuff like
Yeah.
that. It was so fucking weird.
Do you look back on people from Ohio like they don't know, like that Ohio is like
I think you
you
just
gotta
I think
escape?
people in Ohio just feel trapped. Like it's more like
They
they
feel
don't
trapped?
they I think I don't think, yeah, I felt trapped when I was there, you know, because you don't make a lot of money when you live in Ohio for the majority of people, you know. I mean, or at least the class I was in, I was just working like job to job, getting laid off, you know, whatever, do another job. And it was just like, wow, $13 an hour, ooh, $14 an hour, something like that. And, but I didn't have enough money to like move or go to California. That seemed like out of like ridiculous, you know? It's hard to move from like
That's everywhere
you know,
though.
Especially
Yeah.
with
That's
family.
like the neighborhood
Well,
I grew up in is the
yeah.
same way. Like when I moved to I lived in Ireland for a year in like 96 and it blew people's mind. They were like, "How the fuck do you go to Ireland? Like what do you just bought a plane ticket?" And I was like, "Yeah, you can do that."
So that's what you did? You didn't know anybody in Ireland? You just moved
No.
there?
Yeah, I just went.
That's pretty savage. I love that. I love that idea. That's awesome. That must have been a hell of an experience.
It was fun. Yeah. You learn a lot. You learn that
That's
things usually
amazing.
work out.
What was the motivation for that?
I actually, you know, I did talk about this on Marin's podcast recently.
We should just play Marin's podcast.
Yeah,
Yeah, let's
we
just
should.
play. We'll go back and take
It
the
was, I
best
mean, the
clips.
short story is I was somebody I knew drowned and I knew and I had to identify their body.
Whoa.
And it just kind of like I was like 23. And she was pretty young. She was like 22 or 23. And I was like, and she was going taking classes in the summer to graduate college earlier. And I just thought like, oh, she's taking classes, like doing all this shit she didn't want to do. I don't know. I just was like, oh, you can just do whatever you want. Like, and life's short, I guess, or I don't know. But I just, that was kind of the motivation for,
Fuck that.
and
Did
I
you?
saw a cheap ticket to Ireland.
I think you might have told me the story before, but it's fascinating nonetheless. But we very rarely get to see dead bodies. You know, it's so rare that you get to see one. I remember when I saw my grandfather died of cancer. And when I went to the morgue, you know, where they have them all dressed up and shit,
Yeah, yeah.
And you're standing near the body. I was like,
in the casket.
I realized I was like, this is the first dead body I've ever been around. Ever. Hmm. I've never really been around a dead body. It's amazing that all these people die, but we do such a good job of keeping bodies away from people's
eyeballs,
views.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's so disturbing.
Well, like viewings,
that's,
though.
That's why doesn't it ever kind of tweak you out when you think about a dude who'd be a mortician? I mean, I understand that, yeah, it's a very important job. That. I understand it's an important job. I do get it. And you know, forensic medicine, the idea of, you know, solving crimes and, you know, checking people's corpses and shit, like the Dr. Michael Baden. I love that. It's that's an amazing show, that HBO show.
Yeah, yeah.
But doesn't it fucking freak you out that they're handling dead bodies? There's something about that, man, that tweaks my head.
Yeah.
Just touching dead bodies. The idea, just the possibility, and I know this is not the case with these doctors, and I know it's most likely not the case with 99.9% of the morticians, but the fact that there's like the 1% that would enjoy fucking bodies and moving them around and smacking them and putting on little shows for himself.
That, you know? Sam Kinison bit. Yes. I fucking, that like made me pee my pants the first time I heard it when I
that
was a kid.
That bit got me
when he
to
lays
think
on
about
the fucking
doing
floor.
Stand-up comedy. That bit, and it wasn't even told by Sam Kinison. It was told by a girl that I worked with.
Ah.
I was working at this health club, and this girl came in, and she was just fucking laughing. She was like, oh, my God. That heavy Boston accent. I saw fucking this guy on TV, Sam Kinison. Oh, my God. He was so fucking funny.
Oh, yeah?
And so she goes, and she did on the floor. She got down on the stomach. And she did your life keeps fucking you there.
It never ends.
You're dead. She did it, and she did a pretty good job of it, because I was laughing hard. Yeah, yeah. And I was like, wow, he said what? Like, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard of. And then I got a hold of the VHS tape, and I remember watching that bit going, God damn, like, that's comedy too? That's comedy too. I thought comedy was that Evening at the Improv stuff.
Yeah.
I thought comedy for white guys was you rolled up your sleeves and you talked about pet food.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's really what you saw on TV a lot. And as a child, I saw that, and, you know, occasionally you saw something on The Tonight Show, like a comic would. You know,
I saw Delirious. I don't know. I'm a little younger than you. When I was 14, I saw Delirious and Andrew Dice Clay, that his special from the TLA.
Yeah, that was Delirious is another one. I didn't think,
and
you
Raw.
Know, Delirious might have been so good that I never even thought I could possibly do stand up at that time.
Oh, really?
Like, this is ridiculous. I think I was getting older when Kinison came around. I was more confident. I think Delirious was when I was younger, and I remember watching it with my friend Jimmy Lawless's house. Me and him and his sister were watching this, and it was so funny. No, it was not Jimmy. John Badaracco's sister, for the record.
Uh-huh.
We're all sitting around, and we're watching, and it was so fucking funny that we were, like, embarrassed to be sitting next to each other.
Oh,
like, it was so good.
Yeah.
For the time, you know, we were teenagers in high school. Eddie Murphy Raw was just like, or Delirious, rather, was just a destroyer.
Raw's really good. I rented Raw recently again, and it's...
Did you like it?
I did, because I wasn't super... I saw it a couple times when I was a kid, and just rented it because I couldn't really remember any bits from it.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. No, I mean, I don't know.
There's some nostalgia to it, too, right?
There's some nostalgia to it, but it's like, God, he's wearing like this leather suit.
Yeah,
like,
it's awesome.
Fuck.
His suit was awesome.
Yeah.
Martin Lawrence had some fucking awesome suits, too.
Yeah.
Black guys can pull that off. You know, could you imagine if some white comic went on stage, you know, if Patton Oswalt started all doing all of his shit in a leather suit?
Yeah.
You know?
That'd be hilarious.
There's something weird about that, man. Black comics can go way more sexy. They can go way harder.
Yeah. No, that suit's funny. When my friend, do you know Chelsea Peretti?
Chelsea Peretti. I know the name.
She's funny. She did a half hour for special for Comedy Central last year, and she was going to wear the red leather suit that Eddie Murphy wore. Delirious. We were trying to find something. I don't know if she really was going to do it, but...
Did you watch the roast of Charlie Sheen? When Mike Tyson held out his fist and Steve-O ran his face in it and broke his nose?
That was funny, but you know what was the funniest part? Was that woman? Who was that comic?
Oh, the one that just attacked?
The one who went after... Yeah. Who is that?
Amy Schumer?
Amy Schumer.
Yeah,
that's who it is.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she's hilarious.
She's really funny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She attacked Mike Tyson. It was one of the most bold and vicious insult attacks I've ever seen. And Tyson tried to come back, like tried to go after her. He said something like, I think... if there was as many dicks out of you that within you, you would look like a porcupine. He said something like that.
Yeah, that's exactly what he
said. Was that what he said?
Yeah, yeah.
And she just goes, does anyone have a translator for you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, like, she was really funny.
Oh, my God.
I actually enjoyed that. Him. I thought it was good, though. The whole show, I thought it was
I didn't watch it, but I heard her shit. They were playing it on Opie and Anthony. I was fucking howling. What she said about Bruce Willis and Charlie Sheen being really similar, because they were both big in the 80s, and now they're having their old slots filled by Ashton Kutcher.
Seth MacFarlane.
That's good.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
That's a great joke. It's really well-worded, too.
Yeah.
She's hilarious. Oh, my God, that girl's funny.
Seth MacFarlane was awesome on that, too.
I'll have to watch it. But honestly, I don't enjoy roasts for the most part. I usually find them to be mean-spirited and fucking weird. I've never wanted to do them. I don't want to fucking shit on someone that hard right in front of them. It's cute and everything. I mean, it's fun to watch, but no thanks, man. I don't want to.
If everybody knows each other really well, too, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you're all friends, you know, busting each other's balls, but.
Sometimes it's not, though, man. Did you ever watch the ones where they went after Pam Anderson?
I don't think I saw the Pamela Anderson one. I haven't seen the Joan Rivers one either.
Ruthless. It's ruthless shit. Like, you sit and watch. I don't remember any specifics. Didn't somebody, like, make her cry? Very possibly. I don't remember specifics, but I remember being like listening to it, going, "Oh, I don't want to hear this." Like, what are you doing? Are you voicing what? I mean, the problem is, it's funny. That's the problem. The problem is, it's good stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're insulting the fuck out of someone, hurting their feelings for no reason. But to me, it's kind of hilarious, and it's unfortunate that it is. You know, but when you're hearing her tee off on Mike Tyson, she was talking about Mike Tyson having a slut tattoo on his face, you know, that Mike Ben don't know whether to punch him or to finish on him.
Yeah.
Really, I fucked it up, I think, too. But it's great stuff, but it's so mean. You're like, whoa.
Anthony Jeselnik had a couple really good ones.
Yeah,
where
he was good.
Again, towards Mike Tyson, he said, I'm paraphrasing, but the joke basically was, best way to describe Mike Tyson is the same name of a Richard Pryor album, meaning that nigger's crazy.
Yeah, and, that was awkward.
And then nobody really got it.
Yeah, I got it, and it was awkward.
And Patrice O'Neill.
Is he a
O'Neill,
black guy or a white guy?
Ant Jeselnik, he's a white guy.
Whoa.
But he's a
clean cut guy, too.
But he didn't say the name of the album.
Oh.
No, he didn't.
I thought you said as in, and that was the joke, that he was going to spell it out to everybody.
No, he didn't spell it out. He just left it as same.
Because I was like, wow.
No, the same way, or whatever. Yeah, the best way to describe him is the same name of a Richard Pryor album. And then Patrice O'Neill, it doesn't go over very well.
Patrice was badass.
And
on
Patrice
that, by the way.
Says, he goes, there's too many. Too many white people here, man. They're not going to get that. And Jeselnik goes, have you ever heard anybody say there are too few black people here?
Oh, that's hilarious. Yeah, those roasts can get mean, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen a ton of them. I heard the Joan Rivers one is good. I heard when she comes back, it's really funny.
Yeah. Oh, she comes back at them?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's great.
That documentary was pretty good. Did you see that documentary?
I have not seen it, but a lot of people recommended it. What is it called again? The Joan Rivers documentary?
I mean, if you Google that, it'll come up. Okay. What the fuck is it called?
Gooseneck? Is that what it is?
No.
Do you think she writes all her jokes, or do you think she has, like,
she buys jokes from people, but she probably writes. I mean, she's pretty quick on her feet.
A piece of work.
A piece of work, that's it.
It's really good, huh?
I knew it was some kind of euphemism on facelifts. Yeah. It kind of is.
Is it? A lot of people.
It's totally worth. Did you see her on Louis?
No, I didn't.
Do you guys watch Louis?
I didn't see her on Louis, though.
That was a funny one, too. That's she's really funny. It's a funny episode.
Season finale or something?
No, it was early in the season.
I got to get into Louis. I cut way back on my TV watching. I cut way back to the point where I'm only watching, like, documentary shit.
Yeah.
I just stopped. I mean, occasionally I'll watch, like, Ancient Aliens or something.
Yeah,
silly.
I love that show, man. I love that. I DVR that, Breaking Bad, Louis.
Breaking Bad is awesome.
Breaking Bad's the best.
You know, but Patton Oswalt said it best. He said, I feel like it's homework. You know, when you get into a show, it's like it's homework. It's like you got to keep up with these fucking
But the DVR, man, that's yeah. a, that's what, like, it's a godsend. Oh, you just but, fucking, you yeah, watch you, it at 2:30. You know, you
hear about, like, Mad Men. Everybody keeps telling me, dude, yeah. Mad Men is amazing. I'm like, God, we're too late. I don't want to know.
It's we fucking, missed it.
It's too we're, crazy.
Unless we get a wicked flu
but you,
where you can yeah. tear through four seasons in a weekend. I mean, we're four seasons behind. That's 48 hours of television.
I miss Lost, though. I can't stop. I wish I could talk about Lost and theories yeah. and stuff.
Lost can go fuck itself.
I know.
Jack killed it for me. He was sending it in by the end of the show. Yeah. He was like, oh, I guess they brought him back to life. He was like completely phoning it in towards the end of the show.
Jack.
He killed it for me.
That was the doctor.
The doctor.
Guy, right?
The yeah. doctor killed it for me. I had to stop watching. I'm like, this guy's not really there. He is not in the moment here. Okay. I'm not believing that you just dunked a body in this fountain and then brought it in front of you. You barely paid attention, dude.
Right.
You know?
I kind of fell off with Lost pretty quickly.
It was fun for a while, but it can't fuck with Battlestar Galactica. Mm. Battlestar Galactica was one of the best unexpected fun shows to follow. Mm-hmm. That's a good goddamn show. That was a really good fucking show. If you want to like sit down, I think they went a few seasons. How many seasons did they go? Four or five or something like that?
I never watched it.
Either way, it's a badass fucking show.
Yeah.
That's a good show. I watched the whole thing on DVD. Almost after the fact, then caught up right at the very last season. Huh.
You just have to be in the mood, I think. Yeah. It's like when you tear through a book or something. Like sometimes I'll have like three books that I want to read, and they just sit there, and I'm like, ah, I don't yeah. want to touch them yet. But then when you do make the commitment, you just
fly through it.
A lot of people are probably angry at me for what I said about Lost.
Yeah,
I used to love the show.
Are people
don't get me wrong.
I think you should give it.
I used to love the show. I loved the show, but it did bug me for real. It did bug me.
I think the ending kind of explained a lot of that.
Okay, I believe you, but you know what? I love the fact that I never watched the ending.
You don't. See, you
I like
don't
that
know.
Because it means you didn't get me.
You don't even you didn't know.
You didn't get me, bitch. I snuck away clean. I no longer feel your pull.
Yeah, yeah.
I no longer feel your pull.
I'm free.
You're a dealer. They're all dealers, bro. All these people with TV shows. Me included. I'm guilty as well. We're all dealers.
Yeah.
Get you hooked on some fucking crazy shit.
I love being hooked on Breaking Bad, man.
That's a great fucking show.
Yeah.
Woo! I don't want to be... Spoiler alert. But when he had that dude locked up in the basement and he had that moral decision to make. Did you watch that? You know, he's had some altercations with gangbangers and stuff because he's a meth dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the one where he had the guy locked up in the basement and he had to figure out whether he should kill him or not?
Yeah.
And he kept
this season?
I thought it was last season.
Oh, last season.
I think it was last season.
Yeah.
Either way, it was like one of the most intense scenes like I think I've ever seen in a made-for-television show. It was like a movie. It was a movie scene. It was fucking intense, man.
Yeah.
That guy can act his fucking ass off.
They're great. Yeah. Everybody's great
what
on
is
it.
What is the lead guy's name?
Bryan Cranston.
Yeah.
And I really like Gus, man. That guy's really... I don't know how up on it you are, but the last few episodes, Gus is really...
Which one's Gus?
He's the head, the guy that owns the chicken shops. The head, the black dude with the glasses. The head drug dealer.
Oh, okay.
The guy that Walter and Jesse work for it.
Is this the best time ever for fucking television? I mean, it must be, right? If you stop and think about some of the shows.
I mean, Mad Men people are really into, which I'm sure is good.
Dude, people are obsessed with Mad Men. People are obsessed with, you know.
If you watch anything on NBC, like any of the new shows, they fucking all suck. Like, they scare me how bad it is. They have laugh tracks again. It's like what there's a show.
Laugh tracks are awesome.
With Christina Applegate.
I think if you use laugh tracks, you should have to not be good at it. You should have to do it, but you can't like let it fade off.
It has
to be like
Louis,
this.
Though.
Here, if you're gonna use a laugh track, just be stop.
Really
obvious and fake.
People would probably start losing their minds. Like that it would start driving people crazy.
It is a nutty idea, man. The idea of a laugh track where we're gonna tell you that it's funny. We're not even gonna do it in front of a live audience. We're gonna insert some fucking. This is where we want you to laugh, stupid.
Mm-hmm. I think Tim Heidecker tweeted or he's got somebody removed the laugh track from an episode of Big Bang Theory, I think, or How I Met Your Mother or something. And I didn't hear him and Duncan were talking about it the other night, and I haven't seen it.
Well, in all fairness,
but it sounded hilarious.
A lot of those takes could have very easily have been second and third takes of a scene that you do in front of a live audience, and they just don't get a laugh.
I think he had somebody go in and just remove it.
Well, it could be, but I'm saying, you know, sometimes you have to do a scene, you know, if you're doing like a live sitcom in front of an audience, like on news radio, we would fuck up, or, you know, we would have to do something over again because they wanted to rewrite something. Yeah. And so we would do the same scene several times.
Yeah, yeah.
So it could very easily have been that. Even if you don't hear the audience laughing, it could have been that.
Yeah.
We would film stuff after the fact. Like, there would be scenes that wouldn't work.
Pickups?
So, yeah. And we would like, make totally new lines. And the producers would, like, fake laugh on the side.
Uh-huh.
They would, like, stand there and ha ha ha.
Yeah, yeah.
And all of the jokes. Ha ha ha. Like, it was so alien, man. It was so bizarre.
I'm surprised you weren't offered for 2 and a Half Men, were you?
Well, no way, man.
Dude, I think you'd be awesome on that show.
I'm not famous enough for that. I'm not famous enough for that.
How long were you on news radio?
5 years.
I think it would be awesome.
That's pretty cool. Live studio audience.
That's a different level of fame they're looking for. They're looking for that Ashton Kutcher fame. That's several.
When did Ashton Kutcher not be the guy from Jackass? Why is it so ridiculous? Just because he has a bunch of Twitter or whatever.
The guy from that 70s show.
Punk. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
but
oh, Punk,
like,
too.
But it's like I think his Twitter followers has gotten to everybody's heads that he's not the guy on the camera commercials, you know?
Well, you know, listen, the kid is a fucking business genius. He's got a lot of shit going on, man. He's very smart and very
ambitious. I'm not saying he's not. I'm saying that's so ridiculous how, like he's looked upon like a Brad Pitt or something.
Well, he's a handsome guy, man. He's a gorgeous dude. He's like 6'3", perfect bone structure. Yeah, but
whoa.
No, for real. I mean, girls love that guy. There's a reason why they love him. He's delicious.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to be pretty well liked across the board.
Yeah, he's
now a, I get.
Yeah,
where
I met him.
I get it from.
I worked for him actually. There was I did a game show in my head. This show that was his production company produced. I mean, I only got to meet him once very briefly, but he was a nice guy. He seems like he's got his game together. Let him do this crazy show.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Game show in my head?
He was pretty good in the show, though. I'm not saying he was...
I never watched 2 and a Half Men in the first place, but, you know...
Did you watch the new one?
The new episode,
with him?
It was very dark. Very, like, whoa. They took a weird approach where they're making fun of his dad.
Yeah, I kind
of
want to see it.
I was going to say, I never watched it before, but I want to watch it because of the controversy. You know, I want to watch... I watched one episode once, and I thought it was kind of lame. No, I didn't think it was kind of lame. I thought it was terrible. I don't remember what was going on, but I remember, like what is this? This is, you know, when you see something that's just, like, alien. It's, like, it's so not funny that it just torques your insides. Like, what?
Yeah.
And it was like that. So I never watched it again. But that happens on any sitcom.
There's a lot of weird sitcoms out there. I watched a couple recently, and, they were baffling. I don't want to say their names. I don't want
to It's hard to do a sitcom right, man. There's
I watch
a lot of
most of them, really.
A lot of people get involved in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, it's only when someone has, like, awesome control over things, like when one person's artistic vision can truly shine through, like the South Park situation.
Yeah.
Those guys are so awesome that no one fucks with them. So they just do their shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is why their show's so fucking brilliant. It's like there's no more clear point. Like of reference, if you're like thinking about like one prime example of a show where you can tell the artistic minds behind it don't have any influence by anybody else, it's South Park, right?
Yeah,
and it's because it's such a money juggernaut.
Well, Louis, you know, too, so, he Louis has that too. Freedom.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I would say he's right there. Yeah, yeah.
I wish Louis was longer. I wish they would pay him 5 times more and just have our
episode.
He
does everything himself.
Yeah, but when you watch that show, it's so short. Like, you really start getting into it, and then it just drops out. It's because it's only 22 minutes long.
Dude, think about doing everything yourself and doing it on a laptop. That's what he does.
Wow. Yeah.
He does it all. He edits it on a fucking 13-inch MacBook Pro, unless he's, like, trolling everybody.
Well, I don't know.
Maybe he's trying to play the, like, fucking super hard worker dude, but really he's got, like, a whole crew
working. Yeah. Well, if you look at the credits, it changes.
Mexicans with fucking
stolen
laptops.
It changes. It goes from, like, edited by Louis C.K., and then sometimes it's not edited by Louis.
Oh, really? Yeah, so he has other people work with him.
Yeah, so I think maybe...
Well, yeah, it's good that he can trust people enough with his baby like that. But because I talked to him after he did his first show. And Louis C.K., everybody knows, if you don't know, stand-up-wise, is one of the best comics alive. He's like the elite of the elite. He's just a great comic, you know. But his HBO show just didn't click. You know, some people liked it, Lucky Louie. Some people liked it. It just, there was something off about it. There was something that was too ham-handed. And I talked to him about it, and I said, if you could do it all over again, what would you do differently? He's like, I would fire everybody. He goes, I'd fire all the writers. And he goes, I'm sorry, you know, you're my friend, I love you, but I need someone else to do this. I got one shot at this. I got one shot at this to do this right.
Wow.
And so, you know what he did? He did. He fired everybody. Now he's doing it all of it himself, you know?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's so weird how his show doesn't follow any kind of guideline. Like one day his daughter is somebody else.
And his girlfriend's somebody else.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
His daughters are pretty consistent.
No, same kids. Not all the time. Like, it changes. There was like a totally different girl there the other day. And I'm like, who's this girl?
Are you sure?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
I don't know about that, man.
I'd probably say 99% sure.
Really? I would think that that.
I don't know about that.
If I was Louie, if I could work out a deal with a daughter, I would think that he would work out a deal with a daughter.
Yeah, because they have a handful of episodes that revolve around the daughters.
Yeah, I think
you have to make sure they're.
Yeah, because I think
for...
that would take me out of the show a little bit. If the daughters kept changing, that would fuck with my head.
It does. I'll have to review the tape.
It kind of freaks me out. That's. I mean, I'm a huge fan of that show. So
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure, unless I was just dreaming the whole thing
Google
while
it.
Joe Rogan was kissing some guy.
Hey, fella.
Google it.
Don't keep bringing me into your fucked up world, dude. I want out.
Yeah, that's weird.
I want out for good.
The other guy was delicious. So.
You need to take less of those alpha brands, son.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm excited about taking those. Yeah.
I'll give you some. Man.
So they're back in stock, right? Everything's good to go.
Yeah, back in stock.
There's a coupon code on your website, by the way, on the banner.
Yeah, there's a banner on my website. If you go to joerogan.net and click on it,
I looked at
that. Enter in the code name Rogan, you can get 10% off your alpha brain.
It's juicy.
It's becoming an alpha brain commercial. I don't think we better stop before it gets gross.
I know.
I'm excited about it.
They're going to find out that
it's interesting stuff, but people, cancer. You know, people, no.
Just kidding.
It's fucking vitamins, bro. It's vitamins for your dome, son. Yeah. There's a little thing on the page, too. There's a new, like, medical editor wrote some editorial with references as to why this stuff works.
Is his name Joey Coco Diaz?
Yeah. Dr. Joey. Listen, cocksucker. Made this shit myself. My special blend.
So I was over listening to a gay guy the other day at the comedy store.
You were over listening to a gay guy.
Over listening.
Overhearing.
Like I was paying too much attention. And he was going off on one of these, like, how everybody's gay. Like, we were looking at the billboard, which was that guy from CNN that just moved to, like, Fox.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah. And he was like, just like, I can't believe he hasn't come out yet. He's super gay. I know a lot of people that say he's super gay.
I thought it was. Oh,
pretty
he's
much
not
common
out?
Knowledge.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I had no idea.
It's like fucking.
Oh, so you're trying to out him? Look at you.
And then he was saying how the no, but here's the weird thing. He was saying how the new president of Apple is gay. And I didn't know that. So now I'm just wondering if it's
so now
be,
Max really will be gay.
Yeah, we're going back to shiny white or something.
Because people are always like Max are gay.
Who says that?
I would
that?
Tell people oh online
hanging out with like
online man.
12-year-olds.
Yeah, well, those are the best kissers. Online they on all message boards and shit. Max are always treated as pretentious slobs who can't work real computers. Like the vast majority of
really?
People, it seems. Like that, there's a camp. There's a PC camp and there's a Mac camp. And one of the things that people always say is Macs are gay.
Yeah.
But now Macs really are gay. They're run by a gay dude.
Yep. I wonder what gay things are going to happen to our Macs.
They're the best. What, you're embarrassed.
I have a PC and I'm because I feel like people with Macs just really look down their nose at people with PCs. And I know it's not cool to have one.
Way better.
But you know what, man? I don't. Fucking edit music or videos, really.
But here, check this.
I can get a brand new fucking kick-ass PC for like $500.
If you were given a Mac,
yeah,
you would use that Mac and you would never go back. The same way if you get an iPhone, you might be the biggest shit talker ever saying Droid's the best and everything.
No,
every person I know that used to be that person got an iPhone.
Listen,
and now
silly.
It's like,
you're just like all those crazy Windows people.
I'm just kidding.
You're just like all those crazy Windows people.
I'm going to get attacked.
Here's the real argument.
I don't care that much about stuff.
It's crazy that we would even think about it. It's a weird thing that people have this amazing desire to be on Teams.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But it's crazy. Even
Windows 7 can eat a dick.
Like,
is
my
what I'm
phone's
saying.
Fucking amazing.
Windows 8 is in the house, bitches, and the startup time's quicker than ever. I was watching something online where they're showing how quick the startup time is of Windows 8. And from the time you press the button, 8 seconds and Windows 8 starts up and like it's like really quick.
Yeah.
It's like so what? When it runs, it sucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
And who restarts the computer?
Who's freaking out about how long it takes your computer to start? You know, isn't it on most of the time?
99.9% of the time.
What the fuck are you?
Even my computer's a piece of shit and it starts up fast enough for like.
Do you get viruses?
No.
Never? You don't go to dirty sites, and then all of a sudden, every time you try to open your browser, a fucking pop-up pops up?
No.
I told you what happened with my girl's laptop. She had this thing called malware or something like that.
Malware?
Malware. I don't even know what it is, because I've been off
PC for so long. I don't know. I've heard about it.
Malware.
Malware.
All you're thinking about is just gay shit, yeah, dude, all day.
But it was so bad that Norton couldn't do anything. None of the things could do it. Jim Norton couldn't do anything about it. It was like... and it got so bad that like there was nothing you could do. I just started to do registry edits and like fucking try to do safe mode things just to get this thing off. And it was like sending information. It was reading passwords.
Wow.
It tricked itself as a Windows virus protection. So on top of it, it was like saying, "Here's the way to get this off your computer. Click here to buy this virus scanning software." And so then now you're giving your credit card information and sending your shit just to get some fucking thing to unlock on your computer to get your computer back.
Whoa.
So I had to fucking, I followed all these instructions. I finally pretty much just had to wipe the whole thing. And it was so common, I found out. Like, this is a normal thing that a lot of people get. This is not like some crazy virus she got out of nowhere.
Holy shit. What is it called?
Something antivirus.
I read something insane. Like the number of computer viruses out there. What would you say it is?
Oh, there's a ton of them. I don't know.
It's
480,000.
Probably millions. I would say. I'd probably say it's in the millions.
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 I'm trying to find it because it's so ridiculous.
But Apple's sucking a dick lately, so I might be going back to PC. I just got that Final Cut Pro, and I had to pretty much relearn everything, and now I feel dumb because it's so.
That's just one program, though.
Well, that's one of their main programs. They pretty much decided to take their main program.
Why would you be mad at all of Apple because of one goofy ass program?
Well, I mean, if that's the direction they're going, where they're like making everything more, I don't know, like friendly or look easy looking or you know simple. Cut and paste, you know, and that, like, I mean, the old Final Cut Pro is like you had pretty much you could do anything you want. This is like you have to do like backward steps and do all this extra bullshit just because it looks pretty.
Listen how crazy this answer is to how many computer viruses there are. It's not exactly known, but most likely in the millions. The real problem is that new ones pop up every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Millions. Millions?
Well, from that are out there right now, or from the
stealing your personal information
that exist.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is that possible?
Fucking going.
Somebody might just be talking shit. I need to get verification. Millions? You got to think. How many people does it take to make one computer virus?
Well, I think
just one dude alone just gets crazy and makes this on his own, or is there other people involved? Like, how many people are making these things?
Well, I think what it is, though, is a lot of these viruses are just all variations. So, like, you'll have one virus and somebody will change something small in it, like the ports or whatever, and that's called something else. You know, I don't think it's, like, all new viruses.
What do people get out of it? Just, like, mischief, fucking with people?
Well, apparently there's...
the ones that don't steal... that's all their goals is to steal your information?
They're trying to get your credit card information. A lot of people have all that stuff stored on their computers, you know? They have, you know, you have the e-wallet set up so that you have all your credit card information. So if you want to buy something, you can just use that.
Oh, yeah, I don't do that.
A lot of people do that.
You know, I know my credit card number.
And is it Google Wallet? Is that a new thing?
I think they've had it for a while, but I never
used
Google Wallet.
Who the fuck in their right mind is going to use Google Wallet?
What an amazing name.
I won't even give them my phone. They keep trying to get for my Gmail a phone number. And I'm like, what the fuck do you need my phone number for? Fuck you, dude.
Dude, yeah. You know,
I get email.
You could recover it in case someone steals your passwords.
No, if I forget my password. I'm an idiot.
Yeah, what's up? We just need your number real quick.
You already have a secondary
email
address.
Can I get your number? Can I get your number? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Where are you going?
Have you ran out of... Joe, have you ran out of Gmail space yet?
No, I have not.
I'm at 96%.
You're a fucking freak. Like 2%. That's why. Stop sending pictures of your dick all around town.
I know, but what happened?
Jesus Christ, kid.
Why can't I just...
Do you do that?
All around town, his really? Dick. Yeah, it's like Banksy. His cock is like Banksy.
Cranksy.
It's all around town.
Did I tell you how I have a fake picture of my dick? That
a fake one?
That looks exactly like my bedroom window. So lately, did I say this? I've been sending it out to random people. Like, hey, why don't you come over? And I'll just send it. And it looks like it would be me laying in my bedroom.
Right.
And like, I'll send it to, like, send it to little Esther.
Oh.
And she was okay. Like, oh my God, what the fuck? LOL. And she goes, ew. And but then I send it to somebody else and goes, all right, that was uncalled for.
Yeah, dude. People don't want you sending hard dicks to them.
It's not my dick. It looks like my bedroom, and it looks like it could be my dick. But the dick has like this weird black helmet on it, and it looks like ridiculous if you really think that's my dick. But all these people.
What
are
is it really though?
It's just a picture I found on Google.
Oh.
Why are you sending people pictures?
Oh, so it's a real dick.
But when you do this,
you just put your head on the body or something?
No, it just looks like somebody laying in what looks exactly like my bedroom.
Okay, I get it. But there's an actual dick
there.
It's
him, man. Yeah. It's fucking his dick.
It is.
This is a big cover story. That's why it's so lame. He's planned this out. He's got to get through it. He's got to get through this cover story.
That's funny.
He's got the same grape juice stain on my fucking bedroom carpet.
He wants you to look at his cock. It's a trick.
Dude, remember when we were talking?
He's going to send it to you. I'll send it to you. Tell me how you would react if you saw this. Okay. And then you look at it, and he made you look at his dick. It's a trick. It's trickery. It's goddamn
trickery.
You're
a weird pervert.
How could you be shocked at all that anybody would freak out that you just send them pictures of dicks?
Because I would send it to like ex-girlfriends. And
yeah,
well,
they're ex-girlfriends. They don't want that shit in their life no more.
I know, but that's what's weird. It's there.
Plus, they can recognize your dick.
Or I'll send it to other comic
If it looks
girls.
Deformed.
Do you think they would, though, if you
had
hadn't...
like a black helmet?
Like, if you hadn't banged her in... 6-8 months, say, and she started dating someone else. Do you think she would remember your like?
Would it look
be able
like?
To identify your dick? Just
depends
from
on what kind
picture?
Of a show you put dick puts on.
Guess was it? Is it, it a, been... Does it have a boner? Is it flaccid?
It's just pretty big head and like thick. It's a big, thick, juicy dick.
Let's call a 3/4 hard on from now on the Brett Favre. Let's call it that.
Is he retired or is he playing again?
I think he's going to play with Michael Vick, right? Isn't that the story?
What, he's going to go on the Eagles?
I think that's what I'd heard. I know nothing about football, though. I might have heard that from Joey Diaz.
What the fuck, Brett Favre?
They're going to get that cocksucker. And he's going to show him how to play fucking football.
How was the New
that
New
Michael
Orleans
Vick's
show?
Gonna make them billions, dog. Yeah. Billions.
So New Orleans was awesome.
New Orleans, you should have to have a passport to go to that fucking place, man.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
another country. New Orleans is another country. That's a wild ass place. I have never been in a city that has such a unique personality as New Orleans. It's like the whole city is small and it's cranked up to 9. Like everything's cranked up. Yeah. People are friendly as fuck. Everyone's drunk as shit.
Yeah,
it's like you feel fucked up if you're not drunk. You know, Duncan and I were doing shots with dinner.
Right.
We never have shots with
shots
dinner.
With dinner.
We got there and I said, I feel like having some fucking whiskey. He goes, it's New Orleans, man. It does it to you. So we're fucking doing shots while we're eating crab cakes. We went out and we had a show at the House of Blues. It was fucking awesome, man.
Yeah.
It was there was the energy in the room. It was just... Woo! It was fun.
What was the hot chick level for New Orleans?
They're beautiful. A lot of beautiful girls. There was a burlesque show on after us. We stayed and watched a burlesque show, which is very strange. Like, everybody, like, dresses up like they're from a different time period.
Yeah.
And they kind of, like, dance around. And some of it, although beautiful, is quite aimless. It's
yeah.
like there's just a lot of dancing around. And, like, I guess you're just celebrating how she's dressed and dancing around. It was kind of fun because everybody was drunk and getting into it.
Yeah.
But, and so many drunks and so many fucking happy people. Like, I didn't see a single angry drunk.
Really?
It was weird.
Cops
it was like there
were
so
story.
Many people drunk. No, here's one of the things that our driver was the coolest fucking guy, this dude Jeff. And Jeff took us around, and Jeff was talking to us about how he could only live in New Orleans because he had lived outside of New Orleans only for a little bit, and he got in trouble with a cop. because the cop, he's talking to the cop about something, and he was drinking a beer on the street. The cop was asking him where he's coming from, and he didn't know that you're not allowed to drink beer on the street.
Right.
Because in New Orleans, you can drink beer anywhere. You can just drink beer on the street. So while he's talking to the cop, he said he opened up a second beer and started drinking that. And the cop was like, are you stupid? Is there something fucking wrong with you? He goes, where are you from? And he goes, New Orleans. He's like, all right, you can't do that anywhere but there.
Right. Okay? Yeah, yeah.
And he was like, well, fuck this. And he moved back. Dude, New Orleans is the shit, man. That is, and we were in Metairie too. That's we went and me and Goldberg and Delagrante Karate went and had dinner out there, and Duncan, and it was fucking, what a great town, man. People are so fucking friendly. They're on this honky tonk slash sports bar on a Friday night. We're eating cheeseburgers with these people, you know, and they're like their local haunt or Saturday night, like where they hang.
Yeah.
You know, it was badass, man. People
just people you met there.
Friendly as fuck, man. Friendly as fuck. Like, what a great vibe that town has.
Yeah. Did you see just any ghost towns?
Happy vibe.
Do you see any of the ghost towns?
Like I didn't have much time, dude. I had very little time. You know, that's the problem with, you know, I fly in somewhere. It's like, boom, first thing I got to go do the weigh-ins and then my comedy show. And then in the morning, I get up, I work out, I do the UFC. There's no time, really, for, like, too much sightseeing, unfortunately. It's the greatest job in the world, but there's no time for a lot of shit. But we did get to go down the French Quarter. We walked around Bourbon Street and like, this is crazy. How is this legal?
Yeah.
This is the weirdest thing I've ever seen in my life. It's beautiful, first of all. It's a fucking thing. It's really a national treasure. The fact that a place like this exists in this uptight, stuck up, fucking just scared country we live in now, that you could go to a place and it's strip club, bar, food, strip club, bar, food, strip club, bar, food. This is the recipe. Yeah, chickens, voodoo, all up this street. And it's just a swarm, like salmon spawning, of humanity with cups in their hands. And everybody is fucking blasted.
Yeah.
And we're just wandering through the streets, checking out the scene.
And the bars
it's amazing.
They don't close. Dangerous too.
The fuck out of here. No one's closing. No closing. This shit just stays open. They're just open.
Yeah,
they're just open.
That's
man.
Tough though. Like me, I did a show with Stanhope there a few years ago, and I don't think our show got started until like 11:30 or something. So by the time we got out of there, it was probably about 2:00, and we're like, well, let's go get a drink at a bar, and we go to this bar, and there's people from the show hanging out. And I'm like playing pool with a guy and we're getting pretty drunk. And then I was like, what time is it? And I look at my fucking phone and it's like 7:00 in the morning. And I'm like, Doug, it's like 7:00 in the morning. We gotta, like, we had to leave at like 9:30. What do you need?
What's the cream, bro?
Oh, I can make some for you.
Do you have the cream?
No. You poured it for me, remember?
Is it in the fridge?
I must have put it away.
Did we even finish the story of what you did to Silver Lake?
No.
This is the, one of the most funniest things ever.
The most funniest. Most man's funny almost 37. Are you 37 yet?
Look, I got internet talk in my head.
Man.
I don't talk in full sentences anymore. I like cheeseburgers.
It's more gooder, right? Yeah. That's Opie and Anthony's sauce.
More gooder. But you pretty much on... I love the you have all this big thing with practical jokes. Like you did this thing where you printed out. I think we talked last time where you printed out on a Top Chef,
the Top Chef, billboard.
And put it on the billboard. This little thing of him, you're pouring stew, and he put it on.
Yeah.
You know this thing, and then this time you
in my neighborhood there's a vacant Circuit City that's been there. It's been vacant for almost 3 years, and I was talking with a friend of mine about how there's no Whole Foods in our neighborhood. And Silver Lake's a pretty hipster. Like, it would be a perfect place for a Whole Foods. And he was like, yeah, that would be a good location. And I was like, yeah, it would. So I made these banners that said, coming soon, Whole Foods, Silver Lake. And I have pictures of them. And I hung them on the fence around the Circuit City. So everybody thought that...
So that Silver Lake, like, all these, like, you know... hipsters were going to have a Whole Foods in their neighborhood, and it blew the fuck up on Twitter. It was on like websites like Los Angeles Weekly and shit like that. Everyone thought Whole Foods was coming. It was a huge deal. People,
that's beautiful.
People just got really excited,
and then
Well, you know, you should talk to Whole Foods and say, listen, the demand is here.
Right.
Oh, I'm sure they've talked to them already. I mean, that place has been vacant for 3 years.
Maybe it's too much money to convert it to a supermarket.
Something.
It was too expensive.
Have you always been a practical joker? Have you done that your whole life? Like, do you have any, like biggest joke you ever did or favorite one that you've ever done?
There's one that you can actually hear. They played it on another podcast.
Everything.
I know. Well, I mean, you're,
there's nothing wrong with that, man. You have great stories.
I played the. I had this card where you can.
It's funny though. You have to say that though. You do kind of have to say.
Well, yeah. I don't want people to, like, if they only heard me twice, be like, this guy tells the same fucking story.
Yeah, but we're assuming that they're listening to all these different podcasts.
Yeah, I don't know.
For the most part, I don't think people have enough time to listen to all these different podcasts. I think we're deluding ourselves.
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, if you're on radio, you wouldn't be like, yeah, well, I said this on Mark and Brian like 2 months ago. You know, no one has
Yeah.
I might. Depends. Yeah. I don't want to sound like them.
All right, so what happens?
Well, you can hear it online. I called my friend. I had this card. It's called a spoof card where you can call someone and make it look like it's coming from any number in the world. Like, White I could House. Call you, make it look like it's coming from the White House. Yeah. And so I called my friend from his wife's number. His newly ex-wife's number, and I would make jokes about wanting to bang his wife all the time and stuff. So I call him in the middle of the night, and I think I was telling him that I was going to go out on a date with her, and I wouldn't really tip my hat on whether I was joking or not. And I call him in the middle of the night from what looks like his wife's number, and I use a voice disguiser to make kind of sound like a girl. And basically, I tell him. That it's his wife. I'm like, John. And of course he thinks it's her. You know, he just got woken up at 4 a.m. And I say, I went over to your friend Brendan's tonight. And,
oh, no.
Oh,
it's wow. fucked up, man. Oh, and I'm like, dude. I think he raped me. And he's like, wait, what? What the fuck? Oh, God. It's,
that is fucking badass.
It blows his mind. But it all ends, like, it all ends in laughs. He goes, because then he goes, where are you right now? And I go, I'm in the hospital. And then there's like a pause, and I say, there's jizz all over me. And then he goes, fucking Brendan, I knew it was you. That fucking card. So I can't believe you're wasting your card on me.
What, how does that card work? Is that shit legal?
You call an 800, like there's an 800 number that you call on the card.
This is legal?
I think there's probably an app for it.
Yeah, there's actually it's a lot of people use it. Lindsay Lohan was known to always use that for whatever reasons. But you could pretty much,
it's like when you use a calling card, like an old school calling card where you call an 800 number and put in your code.
Right.
And but instead of a code, you put in whatever phone number you want, and then you hit like pound, and it calls.
Wow.
Making it look like it comes
from
that number.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it'll even say like. Well, yeah, obviously, if it's like Red Band, if you put in his number, his picture comes up on your phone or however it rings
that's
when he
crazy,
calls.
Crazy, man. How is that legal?
I don't know.
That's not
legal.
Somebody
like gave it to
legal.
Me after a show.
That's crazy. You could cause divorces, fucking murder,
suicide.
Oh,
you
suicide.
Could really fuck with people, yeah.
You could do all kinds of crazy shit to somebody. With
I've never
like
done
that.
Anything. Like, I've never that's done anything incredible. Like malicious or...
But you think all the mean people in the world with something like that. That's,
oh, God,
that seems
yeah.
Like they could do some damage.
There's probably some recently divorced motherfucker Googling spoof card right now. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No
I probably
shit.
Just got them like 10 grand in business.
Yeah, right? You should start your own spoof card company.
Yeah, you should, Brian.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Oh, maybe it. I'll go away from this comedy thing and start a whole new industry.
Dude. You need to really get involved in helping people ruin other people's lives secretly.
Be the Ashley Madison.
Some cloak and dagger shit.
It seems like they shouldn't be able to do that. I don't understand how that could possibly be legal. Mm. How could you possibly be able to pretend you're someone else and call someone? I don't think that's legal.
If you want to hear that.
I couldn't imagine that seems like fraud. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems like there would be some sort of a weirdo terrorist law to protect you against shit like that.
I think it falls in the same category as, like, if you write a letter saying that you're writing it from the White House on the returns, you know, label.
I don't know, dude. You know, I don't know. I mean, hopefully I don't get in trouble. But I think there's an app. No, I think that it's something that's out there, and I don't think it's illegal.
Yeah, there's actually an app. It's the voice
because
app.
Because you can also do, like, unknown number. I don't know.
There's an app that you can buy that's a voice recorder. It is called Recorder on the App Store. And it's the same kind of idea where you put in your credit card information and then it filters the call through this app or something like that and it records it for you. So you can record phone calls using your iPhone. It's called Record.
God damn, dude.
Record phone calls using your iPhone. So you can record other people's phone calls?
Yeah, it uses like the same thing where it's like a
that
calling card.
That shit can't be legal.
Yeah, how this doesn't seem legal. But it, yeah, I don't know how this is legal. But there's even a button
creepy,
that says call recording on
creepy it. Apps on your phone, kid. You might want to rethink your app collection.
There was one point in time when I had 4 fart apps on my phone. But I got a new phone. there were like a bunch apps. Of free ones. I know. It gets old pretty quick. But I mean, whatever. It was free.
Free fart apps.
Yeah.
What satisfaction does someone have when they make a free fart app? Some dude put a Joe Rogan iPhone application. Somebody made one. It's not me. It's not mine. But he's selling it.
What's it do?
I don't know. I've looked at it, but he's selling it.
Well, there's a lot of...
Is he allowed to do that?
I don't think so.
Well, what it is...
Well, you're the guy who should probably look into it.
Yeah, well, I just found out about it.
There's a lot of apps that have, like, you know, for celebrities. They'll have, like, the Britney Spears fan app, where it's just, like, information about
home
Britney
address,
Spears.
Number.
And that's probably what it is. It's probably something like that, where it's like a joke.
Yeah, but it's like a buck. Costs $1. Someone's selling it.
You want me to buy it?
Yeah, fuck it.
So let's all buy it.
Don't do it.
Let me see. It might have
no, we're advertising something that's done for the wrong place.
Hit the dump button.
Do that. We don't have a dump button.
There's no 7-second delay.
No, we're live, dude. All that creepy shit you said earlier, the world knows.
All that shit I said 7 seconds ago.
All that fucked up shit you were thinking. You know, it brings me up to that the roast thing again. There's a funny thing about that style of comedy, man. That real mean, fucking ridiculous style. You know, I'm a big fan of that kind of style of comedy. It's one of the reasons why I was kind of upset when that Tracy Morgan thing went down. And I was like, you know, yeah, what he said, for sure he shouldn't have said that. But he's out there swinging at crazy pitches. I mean, he's out there saying the most fucked up shit possible. It's not that he really means most of this.
Right.
This is his act. His act is ridiculous and extreme, and that's what's so funny about it.
Yeah.
It's like there's this weird line, though, where people start judging it as a statement, you know, instead of just as something ridiculous.
I think people are just looking for shit to get upset about. Like, people are so, like, we're so fucking ripped off and fucked in this country right now. It's like, oh, Tony Bennett said something about 9/11. Let's have 9,000 news stories about that.
Yeah.
And not about, like, whatever. This might sound like a bit or something, but, like, you hear about all this job creation stuff, like, talking about we're going to create jobs, but just stop outsourcing them. Is that, like... Has anybody said that? Is that like a popular belief that?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of people think that the economy would be much better if we stopped doing that. But
then iPhones would be $7,000.
Well, and
well,
also,
then hey, maybe everybody doesn't have an iPhone.
I think they've you know, so many places have been established.
I mean, electronics have always been cheap.
Yeah, well, it's not because we're making them, though, I don't think. I mean, how many electronics do we make over here?
Barely.
None, but, like, telemarketing could be done here still.
Yeah, that definitely
should be. My point was that I think those people work too hard. I think if you look at those, what is it, Foxconn? Those all those things online about the people who make those iPhones. Like, they would never do that here. That shit would never get done here. It would never get done. So, you know, it just wouldn't happen.
Well, no, they can have – the Asians can keep all the electronic stuff. They do a good job at that. We'll just do – you know, like the sitting in a chair trying to sell people shit over the phone.
What was the point about – why did we get on the discussion of how much those things cost to make?
I don't know. Why?
I'm turning to you, Brian. That's when you know it's dark out.
Oh, man.
That's when you know the end is near. But I'm turning to you. Did you hear about these fucking computer gamers who figured out the...
we were talking about people... I'm sorry.
No,
do you want to move on?
No.
About people being outraged about the Tracy Morgan...
People are definitely looking. You're right. Looking to be upset at things.
Have you heard about the Tony Bennett stuff? Like when he was on Howard Stern, he said something about...
Tony Bennett, the singer?
The singer.
What did he say?
He said something about that... the terrorists, like 9/11 was kind of like, we've been fucking with people. It's like, you know, it was bound to happen sooner or later. I don't remember exactly what he said, but he was like, well, you know, we've done fucked up shit too. So
you're not supposed to say that though.
No, he got a lot of shit, but I think it's overblown, which is, you know, like the Tracy Morgan thing. There's just always something with enough buzzwords like 9/11 or faggot. Uh-huh. Where the news can latch onto that and just keep everybody like, oh, look over there, you know, while they're like fucking stealing all their money. And
yeah, it's amazing that the other thing that we accept like pretty openly is that in times of war, you're not supposed to do anything that's going to possibly damage the soldiers' morale or upset the way they look at things. Like, you're not supposed to say things that would, possibly upset them, you know?
Yeah.
It's kind of, which, you know, totally makes sense, but when you stop and think about it, like, what are you asking them to do?
You know, that should be... Those guys are already in the war. Yeah. Like, you know, don't you think they're figuring it out by now? Like, wait a minute, this is fucking bullshit. What's going on?
Do you think, you know, I mean, some people can keep it together. Some people, look, people are meant to do everything, man. There's people that are meant to do that. It sounds ridiculous, but I firmly believe it. I think there's a broad spectrum of human beings in this world.
Yeah, no, it's, I don't want to bring anybody's morale down.
Why would you even think? Never mind.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about joining the military at any point in your life?
No, not at all. I've always had a problem with like authority and stuff. And
I did too, but I also thought that I needed discipline. When I was 18, I almost joined. Thought about it. I wouldn't say almost joined, but I thought about it like as a strong possibility for a couple of days, which to me at 18 was. With my fucking heavy ADD was a big deal.
I think it would have done me good, but yeah, I wouldn't have.
Well, I always admired people that did it. I had a few friends that were in the Army, and I had a few friends that had been in the Marines, and they definitely came back like more. There was something about them, you know. They had more confidence, you know. They had like been through boot camp and all that shit, and there was a passage, a coming of age sort of a thing that I hadn't experienced. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I think there's something to that, you know. I think like boot camp is good for somebody.
Oh,
I was always trying to figure out what's the best way to think, what's the best way to maneuver your way through life. What is it? And I was, the thing that I was most uncomfortable with is I'm like, I'm fucking lazy, man. I don't like this. I don't like